This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. In 13 days, Dallas County gets a new district attorney. Susan Hawk will be the first woman in the job, and she won it last month from the county's first African-American DA, Craig Watkins. She's also the only Dallas Republican to win countywide this election year. Susan Hawk, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been 6 weeks since the election, and you're 2 weeks from taking over the DA's office. What's at the top of your agenda?
The first 90 days, I plan to go down and try a case, because one of the things that I campaigned about was you need to lead by example. And just getting to know the prosecutors, getting to know the staff, getting to know the investigators, and make sure that the certain divisions that are in the DA's office, family violence, child abuse, specialized, organized, that they're properly staffed and the assistant district attorneys are getting the proper training and mentoring that they deserve.
I wonder if there's one thing you can point to that DA Watkins did that you really admired.
Conviction, integrity in it. And I plan to keep the good things that he's done because he did. And, you know, as a criminal judge for 11 years prior to being elected, you know, I had a front row seat to what was happening with these exonerations. I had cases that came in front of me. That position is not filled yet. And I'm looking at and talking to several folks, but I want to make sure that we get the very best person so we can continue that good work and then we can expand it.
So Watkins kind of made his name nationally.
He did.
Through that. You anticipate continuing that push just as aggressively?
And he did through the DNA cases. As you know, DNA testing is very conclusive. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of cases that are pending that are non-DNA cases. There's these cases that deal with misidentification, recanting witnesses. So we need to have a protocol and those types of things into place so we can take a hard look at these cases because they're not black and white like the DNA cases. It's a gray area that needs to be looked at.
The campaign did get pretty bruising at times. Is there anything you regret?
No. My message was the same from the day I started. My message was the same when I decided to run. And the reason why I decided to run, because I was seeing that politics was determining the policy of the district attorney's office. And the people that were suffering were the victims and the community.
So you were quoted at one point when the two of you were meeting as kind of making a crack about his drinking. Do you regret that?
Oh, I do regret that. I mean, I think that, you know, looking back, of course, I do regret that. And it was a comment that if I could take back, I would, because I think, once again, we should stick to the issues and what's important. And what I regret the most is in that family violence symposium, that the questions that needed to be answered, that the folks that dedicate their life to domestic violence were there to hear, and they weren't able to get the answers that they deserved. So mm-hmm. That's what I regret the most.
And he seemed kind of wistful at times during the campaign about wishing this was a nonpartisan office.
Well, there was a lot of talk about me switching parties, and mm-hmm. There's a lot of criticism, and I understand that. I understand that people are passionate about that. As a judge, I was a Democrat, I was a Republican, and I can tell you this, my judicial philosophy never wavered one bit, and I believe that's the same philosophy that should be carried over as district attorney. I will never make a decision based on politics. I will make decisions what's best for the community. I will make decisions what's best for victims of crime. I will make sure that the district attorney's office has a relationship with the police officers. That relationship has to exist in order for us to gain trust within the community.
After Ferguson, Watkins created a separate unit to investigate shootings by police officers. What's your approach to violence involving police?
I have met with Chief Brown, Chief of Police. I plan to meet with every single chief in all the departments in Dallas County. I want to try to get all the stakeholders at the table and really take a hard look at these issues and determine what we need to do to make sure that we gain trust within the community. And I know that there will be a separate unit at the district attorney's office, prosecutor that's assigned to those types of cases, mm-hmm. and then determine what's the best solution, what's working in other counties in the country, and why is it working? And instead of reinventing the wheel, maybe trying to get that type of protocol in place here in Dallas.
I wonder how you felt when you saw that footage of people blocking I-35.
I was on I-35.
Really?
Yeah, I was on. And I didn't know at first what to think, but then it was very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you know, when you're driving down the highway at night, you don't expect to see people walking towards you. But,
right.
You know, when I watched people walk by my car, I saw that it was a peaceful protest.
So I wonder about how much you've thought about your political future. Is there a next step past the DA's office?
I mean, from the very beginning, when I started the DA's office in 1995, I knew I wanted to be the district attorney at some point. I knew I wanted to be a judge. I didn't exactly know how all these things would come into play, but I followed my dreams as a judge and I followed my dreams as a district attorney. I will do the best possible job to make this the most respectable district attorney's office in the country.
Susan Hawk, thanks for the time and good luck in the new job.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.